Welcome to the Rich Room Podcast.
I'm your host, Lindsay Sobel.
Where you can master the art of enriching your life.
What kind of kindergarten shit is this?
And finding a path to financial freedom.
Who the fuck was supposed to teach me how to do my taxes?
So sit back, relax, and step into the Rich Room.
You know I can't help but these, cause they know they can never touch these. So baby, let me talk my shit, or I might just throw another fit.
How the hell are you? Welcome to the Rich Room Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sobel. So it's been a minute. I'll call it out. I'll own it. It's been some time since you've heard from me. I've had a lot of shit going on. And quite frankly, I don't even remember when my last podcast came out. In fact, I think that I recorded a podcast that I didn't even put out. Like, I thought it wasn't good enough, and so I just didn't put it out. I started this podcast right after I got divorced. Well, not divorced. Okay, scratch that. I started this podcast when I moved away from New Orleans. So I lived in New Orleans for 10 years, had a wonderful time, loved it. It was amazing. And got married, and that relationship ended, prompting me to move away from New Orleans, and I moved in with my family. This was last year. God, wait. Oh, my God. We're in 2025. Holy shit. I forgot. This was in 2023. Okay, in 2023. And I was like, once I finally got moved, I finally went through the storage unit, I finally went through everything, moved my shit from New Orleans to Gulfport, Mississippi. And I got there and I'm like, what do I do now? It's like, I don't know what the fuck to do. And I had been working on starting a podcast for almost a year at that point, but I hadn't really gotten it off the ground. And I was like, you know what? No time like the fucking present to get this shit done, to start a podcast, because I really didn't have many people that I was talking to. I was talking to my therapist, but, you know, that's only one avenue. I wasn't really talking to anybody else. And I was like, I mean, bitch, I could talk into a microphone. I could talk into a microphone because I've got some shit to say. And you know, even though you haven't heard from me in a minute, I still have shit to say. And I've been thinking about the podcast every single fucking day. That's the issue, right? Is that I'm not even doing the podcast, but it's mentally weighing on me every single fucking day. So I knew that I needed to come and check in with you guys. And oh my God, I said you guys instead of y'all. Oh my God, Miami is changing me. I'm just kidding. I still say y'all all the time. You can't take the y'all out of me. I should also mention that I am drinking. I'm drinking Prosecco. No, I'm not. Why did I say that? I'm drinking champagne. Tattinger, my favorite. I haven't drank in a while. And one glass already has me feeling feisty. So this might be a very interesting episode because glass two is looking at me, staring me dead in the eye. It's like Alice in Wonderland where it's like, drink me, eat me, drink me. So that's what my champagne is saying. Just let me get a little sip right here before we start, before we keep going. Okay. So quite frankly, I don't even remember when the last time I put out a podcast. Everything's kind of been a blur since then. I'm going to say it was November, but I could be totally wrong about that. Maybe it was October. I'm not sure, but here we fucking are. One thing I'm sure that I told y'all about was that I was launching my business, LP Rich. And I did. I launched that bitch, honey. I launched it, and she is up in the air, up in the cloud, up in the World Wide Web. For everyone to see. So please visit my website at lprich.com. Check it out. Let me know what you think. I'm very open to feedback. So I launched my business. It went live on Halloween. Right after Halloween, I came down with a sickness. It was a mental and physical sickness. So on the one hand, I was physically sick. I had a terrible sinus infection. And I hadn't been sick in a really long time. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? I hate this. When your nose is stuffed up, it feels like you're dying, honestly. It feels like you cannot breathe and you're knocking on death's door. And you're fucking mouth breathing constantly and your lips get dry, so you have to put on extra chapstick. It really is a major inconvenience and I hate it. So in addition to the physical sickness that I was experiencing, I also had an emotional sickness. I kind of went to a little bit of a depressive funk after I launched LP Rich, after the business went live. I kind of felt a little bit of a depressive slump. And in addition to, I was sick. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So, you know, I was tending to that. And when you're in the middle of that kind of thing, you don't even actually know it's happening. It's like once you get out of it and you reflect back, you're like, oh shit, I think I was a little depressed then. And y'all, I think I was a little depressed right after I launched the business. I'm proud of myself though, because a bitch is live. We are operational. You can literally go order a smoking jacket right now and I will ship that bitch to you with love. So I'm proud of myself. It's been, I didn't get all of the goals that I thought I was going to do in 2024, but that's okay because I set my goals really fucking high. And I have a very high standard for myself. So it's fine. It's fine that I'm slowly making my way into the scene, making my way into the market. I'm actually fucking okay with it. So once I finally got over that sickness, then we have Thanksgiving. Then you have Art Basel. Then you have my birthday. Then you have Christmas. And then you have New Year's. So it's just been kind of like, you know, a fucking blur. I mean, I'm not saying that I did things on all of those dates. I definitely did a little Art Baseling and went to go see some music. It was really fucking fun, if I must say so. And I did go out on my birthday, which was amazing. I had so much fun. I'll get to that later, I think. Yeah, I'm gonna get to it later. But you know what? I'll just talk about it right now. What the fuck? So I did go see some music for Art Basel. I went to go see this DJ. The theme, I fucking love a theme. Let me tell you that. I love a theme. I love when someone has a theme and that everyone has to dress to that theme. So there was a theme. It was called a 1986 corporate disco. And quite frankly, I was like, this is my time to shine. I was in the corporate world for a significant amount of time. I definitely can, you know, pull off a fucking outfit. And I did. I had a great outfit on. I had a cute little pleated skirt with a blazer and black top. And then I had some high top Nikes. I had my hair all curly and cute. And then I got this old, sorry, I just burped. This old timey. This older, first generational cell phone from the 80s. And I took that with me, had some Ray-Bans on. Bitch, I completed that look. I understood the assignment. The outfit was on point. On point. And then I also went out with for my birthday, which is that's a big change. I usually do not do that. And if I do go out on my birthday in the past, I'm the one who has to plan it. But that was not the case this year. So as you all know, I am studying and training to become a Pilates instructor. Very exciting. I'm in the middle of that now. I have completed all of my, what would you call them? Lecture classes, completed all of those. We did that every other weekend for the past few months, Saturday and Sunday, 6 hours each day. boy, was that a time commitment. That was more of a time commitment than I even realized. And now that we're done with the lecture, we have to get all of these hours. We have to get self-practice hours. We have to get practice teaching hours. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot. But you know what? It's good and it's thorough because I'm being trained very well. Well, there's about, I would say, like seven or eight, maybe 10 people in my Pilates teacher training class. And two of the girls in the class just decided that they would throw me a little birthday soiree. And I was so excited. It was like, I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Why am I not having to plan everything? Why don't I have to do everything? This is insane. This is amazing. Holy shit. I did not know life could be like this. Seriously. Like, people are just doing things for me without me asking, and people are just showing up for me without me asking. And then I'm like, wow, this feels so foreign. This feels so, this is new to me. This feels new, but it felt good. Let me fucking tell you, it felt so good. It felt so nice for people just to show up and plan and, you know, and, you know, we had a theme for that night too. It was a sequins theme. Glitter and bubbles. We had champagne and we had Class Azul. And we fucking had an amazing time. We did go to the bars after our little party at this one of the girls, Corrine's house. We did go to the bars after that. But you know what? What was it? It was December 20th. Actually, on my birthday, December 20th. But what's crazy, when we went to the bars, they closed like immediately after we got there, and I'm like all tipsy and shit, and I'm like, this is Miami! Why are the bars closing? And then I was waiting for my Uber, and some guy came up to me. It was really odd, but fun. He was like, are you the queen? And I was like, yes. And he was like, I'm gonna kiss you. And I was like, okay. And so he kissed me, and then I was like, okay, bye. Because I had called an Uber, and the Uber was approaching. And another unusual thing, but amazing thing, was that whenever I got into the Uber, the girls that I was with, they were talking to the Uber driver in Spanish, because most, if not all, of my ladies in the teacher training are fabulous, wonderful Latinas. And they started speaking to the Uber driver in Spanish and telling him that they were going to murder him if he hurt me and if he did not bring me straight home. Y'all, this is a concern that I've never experienced before. I've never had people like actually be worried about me. It's usually the opposite. I'm usually in the mom caretaker role, and I'm not right now. And I like it. I'm sorry. I like it. I don't want to go backwards. I don't want to be the caretaker anymore. I want to be taken care of. That's my 2025 goal. So while I had a sinus infection, I also developed a little bit of a dependency on nasal spray. Afrin, to be specific, that's my jam. So when I had the severe sinus infection back in the beginning of November, I was using nasal spray for relief. And it felt like the sinus infection never went away, meaning that the severe congestion, it felt like it never went away. And I kept using Afrin like on a daily basis. At first, it'd be in the morning and then at the night, and then I'd have to use a little bit in the middle of the day because I was getting congested. And that's like, quite frankly, one of the worst fucking feelings out there, is having your nasal passageways congested when they're not normally. So I think my daughter Madison told me about that you can have a dependency on nasal spray. And I was like, nah, I've used nasal spray before and I never had an addiction or a dependency on it. Well, I think it was maybe right before I went to New Orleans, or maybe while I was in New Orleans for the holidays. I went there, I think, on the 23rd. And I was like, you know what? I think I might have a little bit of a dependency on this nasal spray. But I was in the middle of the fucking holidays. And I'm sure everyone out there knows that in the middle of the holidays, around like the December 20-something area before Christmas, that is not a time to change up anything. You cannot change up your routine in any way, shape, or form. You have hunkered down and praying for a new year daylight. Like, you cannot fuck with your routine at that time. I feel like that would be a fucking major error. So I am on day two of my nasal spray detox, and I definitely can feel I can feel it getting better, right? It's definitely getting better. But right now, it feels particularly challenging because I am trying to podcast and project a radio voice. Oh, the radio voice. I don't really know if I'm trying to project a radio voice. I'm just trying to like do my fucking show. But I feel like so congested. I'm so congested. So I'm considering taking a very quick pee break because glass two of Tattinger is halfway empty. And I might hit a little bit of Afrin because this feels kind of miserable trying to do this with a stuffy nose. Yeah, I'm going to do it. Hold, please. Okay, I'm back. So the pets are doing really well, Sadie and Lydia. They have had a newfound or a resurgence of their obsession with me. So I boarded them while I went to New Orleans in Gulfport over the holidays. And when I went to pick them up the other day, So when I got back, I had a whole nother day. Like, I didn't have to pick them up the same day that I flew in from New Orleans, which was amazing. It was an amazing time period. And then the next day, honestly, I was so tired from my trip. And the next day, I was like, I'm going to see if I can call the border and ask them if they can stay another day. And I did, and they could. And that was an amazing choice for me because I really need alone time to recharge. I never knew that about myself before. I didn't realize that I found little ways to steal it from the day, you know, back in the day when I was working at a law firm. God, pre-COVID, you know, when you would work, you could work from home like one day a week pre-COVID and at the firm that I was at. And I would just take advantage of that and no one would be home and it would be quiet and I could actually recharge. COVID changed that and we couldn't escape from anywhere. And that's when I realized, I need a little space to recharge. Didn't even know that. Now I do. And so my daughter had been gone from Miami. We lived together. My daughter, Madison, was in New Orleans, but I still have the pets here. And the pets follow me every single fucking place I go. They are obsessed with me. Like, it's a lot. And I care so much about them. And it's really hard for me to turn that off. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wish I could turn it off, but I can't turn it off. I totally feel for them and they feel like kids. I bet people sometimes get annoyed when other people say, oh, they're like children. Because yes, animals kind of are like children. Like, you love them like children. The love there feels like children. But like, for instance, this morning I woke up and I fed both Sadie and Lydia. And first Sadie throws up inside. And so then I'm like, oh, it's okay. And I clean it up and everything's fine. And then Lydia throws up inside. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? How the fuck do y'all throw up? Did y'all plan this? Did y'all plan to throw up at the same time? And after I was done cleaning up Lydia's throw up, I said to myself, you know what? I think I earned myself a little walk so I could exit and be by myself for about 45 minutes on my little walk in the morning. And while I was on my walk, I thought to myself, you know, pets are great and they are just like children. They're very similar to children, but they're not exactly like children. Because if my child had thrown up, like a child, not like an adult child, but like a child, if my child had thrown up, I couldn't just be like, okay, I'm going for a walk. You're good. I hope you can handle it. I'm going to go for a walk. I couldn't do that. And you can do that with pets. So children, human children, are much more fragile than pet children. So I definitely recognize the difference. So I called the pet boarder. I let the animal stay another day. And honestly, the videos that I was being sent, it was clear that they were having a good time. So I felt comfortable with it. Went to pick them up, brought them back home, and they will not leave me the fuck alone. I mean, Lydia will not leave me alone. She is on top of me almost all day. And if I go upstairs, they follow me upstairs. If I go downstairs, they follow me downstairs. It's intense. It's a lot. But now that I had that little break, I had that time to myself. I had the time to like breathe. I feel fine. I feel rejuvenated. I feel like they're my little babies again. And I'm not like, I have no problem in taking care of them. But it was really important for me to have that time alone, of the time by myself. It's more or less that I, when people or animals or whatever in my environment, in my orbit, I sense them. I can feel them around me and I can feel almost their feelings, and then I can take that on if I'm not careful, and it can upset me a lot. I'm a highly sensitive person, which can be a blessing and a curse. I mean, I'm now learning to use all of those characteristics now to my benefit, but in the past I would have considered it more of a curse because it was something that I felt like I couldn't control. And now I do feel like I have some sense of control. You know what I'm saying? Madison is also doing amazing. She switched her major to advertising. I think I told you all that. It was last year, I think, that she switched it. The second semester of last year. And it was the best fucking thing for her. She has truly thrived in her new advertising creative track path. Her teachers love her. She loves her classes. Like, I couldn't fucking ask for anything better. It's so beautiful to watch. And I'm really loving to watch her flourish and thrive and find herself and be comfortable with herself. It's just beautiful. And I'm really happy that we decided to live together, because actually it's been a great experience. She is not home yet, but she will be returning home later this week. And I cannot wait to receive her. I will pick her up from the airport, and we were just going to enjoy the fuck out of our beautiful fucking sanctuary that we have created in this house. I love it. So, the house. The house is doing pretty well. I mean, we had repairs done to the outdoor terrace, which was causing leaks towards the garage, which was causing mold in the garage. Had the leaks of the terrace fixed, had the mold remediated. There's still one leak in the garage that has not been fixed. And I have to alert the roofer on Monday. And I'm just, you know, it's kind of been a bitch. Like, I moved in, I signed my lease in July of 2024. And in my lease, when I went to inspect the house, it was noticeable that there were leaks in the garage. And we said that they had to be fixed before I could move in. We were told that they were fixed. Ha 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 ha. They were not fixed. And so now we're in 2025 and your girl is still dealing with these same fucking leaks. But that's okay. I'm okay. I'm thriving. I ain't letting this shit get me down. It is what it is. My furniture is coming along slowly but surely. I was supposed to receive... Okay, so I ordered a dining room table. It was the Transformer table by Marie Kondo. It's literally the brand name, the Transformer table. I'm sure you've all seen it on Instagram ads where they have the table that folds out that can make it bigger and the bench that comes with it can also be bigger. And so you basically have a very versatile dining room table. And that's what I wanted because, okay, so it's just me and Madison that live in this house. But the house is big enough to have, like, to host something, to have people over, to have family come over, to have friends come over. It is possible to do that. So I was like, okay, I don't want to buy, like, a super huge fucking dining room table when it's just me and Madison. And you don't know if you're going to have people over. You don't know if you're going to host something. So this seemed like a very, very good option for me because I could extend it and make it into a bigger table. Well, ordered it in September. And I'm going to be dead honest. I remember the ad saying ships within 7 days. Well, that bitch did not ship within 7 days. And so I called or emailed customer support and was told that the Transformer table was going to ship on November 29th. I was like, oh, that's 2 months away. Not really happy about that, but this is what I wanted. So whatever. Well, November 29th rolls around and I didn't hear shit. I didn't hear shit from Transformer table. So I send them a little email and I'm like, yo, I was like, yo, I ordered this table. You said it was going to be shipped on this date. And this day has passed and I haven't heard a fucking thing. So they wrote me back and told me, oh my God, we're so sorry. And let me just tell you, they have the worst customer support. It's like this horrible automated message thing that keeps coming back at you. And I was just arguing back and forth with an automated message. And I'm like, this is stupid. I'm going to stop. I'm probably flagged in their system, honestly. Anywho, so then they got back to me and they're like, oh my God, you know, there's a problem in the Suez Canal. And so it's not going to ship until December 25th. And I'm like thinking to myself, it's going to ship on Christmas Day? That doesn't make any sense. So then I got an official email saying like, oh my God, your order is delayed. And they're like, oh, it's going to ship January 14th. Huh. So, what is it? It's a January 4th now. I get back to Miami, get back to my house. And I'm, you know, doing a little housekeeping, like doing, like tying up loose ends. I'm like, I wonder if that fucking table is going to be delivered. So I send them an email and I'm like, hey, it's me. I was just seeing if the table is going to be delivered on the date that you said it was going or shipped on the day that you say it was going to ship because your girl has some people to host and I need a fucking table. The same shit happens with the automated fucking messages. They come at me, come at me, come at me, come at me. And then finally, someone writes me back and they're like, oh my God, so no. We've been told that this Transformer table is actually, it's going to ship this month, but we don't know when. But we've been told that it's going to be this month. And I'm like, okay. But whatever. I'm thriving. I'm not letting things get to me. I'm fine. Everything's great. Honestly, everything is great. But you know why I could see why people think things aren't great? Because Paige DeSorbo and Craig Conover have broken up. I was very surprised to see this. And I think most people were. Craig and Paige are kind of like iconic. Like they were such a great couple. They're so fucking mature. We've seen them on Summer House. We've seen them on Southern Charm, where they both are very upfront about what they want and what they don't want and about their timeline. And if I had to guess, Craig wants kids now. He's ready to get married and have kids. And it seems like Paige is not there yet. It's something she wants, but she's not. That's not what she wants right now. And I don't blame her. She's at the height of her fucking career. She sold out the Giggly Squad podcast live episodes all over the United States. Sold out tour. She's at the height of her career. I can see why she doesn't want to settle down right now. Nor should she have to at the exact same time. Craig should not have to compromise his goals as well. And if he wants to have a family, he wants to have a fucking family. And the thing is, if you watch Southern Charm this week, he, God bless him, said he wanted to freeze his sperm. And at first, I laughed at it because I was like, oh my God, Craig, come on. You're so funny. But then he actually made a good point. He read about a case or about an accident or something where someone was involved in, a man was involved in an accident and he was injured significantly, I'm guessing around his dick or balls, and he can no longer have children. So, like, I understand. Freeze your sperm, Craig. Like, go for it. Go off. Like, you deserve to have children and get married. I've like fully support that. This is a really amazing example of two mature adults telling each other what they want and what they don't want, and the other one not willing to compromise on what they want. Because compromising, really, if you compromise what you want for someone else, I feel like it has a high potential to breed hella resentment. And then if you throw kids into that mix, that is just a recipe for fucking disaster. And I know there are people out there who are like, you know, no one's having kids anymore, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, okay, that's fair. But like, wouldn't y'all not want us to have kids until we're ready? I mean, exclude me from this conversation. I did things a little differently and I'm aware of that. But like, if my daughter was like contemplating about being with a man and compromising what she wants, I would tell her, do not compromise what you want. I think that's where people have gone wrong in the past. They compromised. And you should not compromise. You just should just find someone who wants the same shit that you want. And I'm sorry, being in love and loving someone and in love is not enough. You need to have aligned goals and aligned timelines. I could honestly see Craig and Paige getting back together, like at some point. I could see it. I don't know if it'll happen, but I could see it. They got along so well. I don't know. I just thought that it was refreshing to see a healthy couple. I just don't know. You know, we don't really have that many examples of healthy couples who are willing to bear it all or bear a huge part of their relationship for public consumption. So I applaud them. I'm sad for them. I'm sad about it, but you know, everything works out in the end. And this might be a great thing for them. People are speculating on social media that Paige cheated on Craig, and she has commented that she will see them in court. Now, I highly doubt that she's actually going to sue them because they use the word allegedly. That's kind of how you get around it. Allegedly. Alleged. Accused. So, I don't know. Paige, who gives a fuck? Don't give a fuck about these fucking people saying shit. They don't know shit. They're just trying to get likes on Instagram and fucking TikTok. Is TikTok getting banned? I don't understand. I don't understand about TikTok being banned anymore. I don't get it. I don't know what to think of it. And now it's going to the Supreme Court, which seems like a waste of our resources. But God dang it, that's what's happening. And then someone told me that they were like, oh my God, Donald Trump doesn't want TikTok to be banned, so it's not going to be banned. You guys, our policies and our decisions should not fall to the whim of anybody. Our president should not decide, like, should not take that decision out of the Supreme Court's hand. He should not, anybody, you should not be, that's a usurping of powers. That's what the Supreme Court would say. Well, maybe not this court, but whatever. Also, a little side note. I don't think I'm going to warn y'all about political shit anymore. We're way past that at this point. given the state that we're in, we're way past that at this point. So I think if you're going to be a listener of this podcast, you got to know I'm going to keep it fucking real. I'm going to keep it 100 with you because we don't really have the luxury of tiptoeing around other people's political feelings anymore. I mean, we're going to have some hard conversations if we're going to continue this path. But productive and non-judgmental, like we listen and we don't judge, that is my goal, right? I want to understand other people, or I want to listen. I want to try to understand other people. But before we get back to that kind of shit, let's talk about housewives a little bit. I'm going to just give you a little bit of rapid fire. New York City. New York City's pretty fucking good. Well, all Bravo shows are kind of, well, I guess we did have Southern Charm this week, but all housewives were on a little bit of a hiatus. But they, I think they will be coming back next week. New York City is good. I will tell you, I don't like the prank shit. I don't like the prank that Erin and Rebecca did about her being pregnant by some other man. I thought that was stupid. I didn't like that Bren took on the role of, I'm going to take your joke or your prank to the next level without telling anybody. Bren seems to do that a lot. She seems to fake things a lot, and that's fine. But for me, as a viewer, I now don't trust anything that she says. I just don't. And then there was the report that she said that she was walking away from New York Housewives on Twitter, I guess her Twitter account. But then when I went to look at her Instagram account, she was like, haha, that was AI. That was AI. Do I sound like her? I don't know if that was a good one. That was AI. Okay, I didn't know AI had access to your account on Twitter or X or whatever it's fucking called now. Fuck you, Elon. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to think of it. I like Bren from a general standpoint, but I think she has some major issues that she needs to work out. And the excessive flirting is, quite frankly, harassment at this point. It's hard to watch. And it is weird that she kisses Jenna on the lips, but she doesn't kiss other people on the lips. I don't know. And we're just going to have to see. We're just going to have to see because she's going to have to answer for all of that at the reunion. So when someone told me that, it was my mom who told me that Bren was leaving the show, I was like, oh, I bet she doesn't want to go to the reunion and answer for all the shit that she did this season, because it's common knowledge that if a housewife does not do the reunion, they are not asked back for the next year. I think there are a few exceptions to that, as my friend Ryan so lovely pointed out to me. I think it was Jacqueline from Jersey. But Jersey's on hiatus, so I don't know what to make of it. Beverly Hills. Oh, who's in that? Kyle. Dorit. Love Bose. I fucking love Bose. Great addition to the cast. Love her. She is legitimate. I could do without Kyle and Dorit fighting. Kyle, I like her, but I don't know. I feel like Sutton has kind of met her match in Boz because she's being called out. And I'm here for it because Sutton really does need to be accountable. I like Sutton. Sutton has really grown on me. And I watched some old Beverly Hills episodes, and Sutton has had a glow up. She has gotten better and better each year. Okay, let's move to Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City is very fucking good. Bronwyn, amazing new housewife. Brittany, she is forcing her way to be an amazing housewife. I don't care for her, though. I don't care for her. I don't care for the Jared Osmond of it all. But Salt Lake City is very good this season. I'm here for it. I will also say, also related to the Bravo land, is that Southern Hospitality has the potential to be Vanderpump Rules. There, I said it. We have the issue between TJ and Joe, who were once best friends. So we're on season three now. TJ and Joe were once best friends. Their moms are best friends. And now they aren't friends anymore. And the reason they aren't friends is because Joe apparently hooked up with Luann from OG New York City Housewives. And his best friend TJ outed that little detail when they had the reunion for season two last year. Well, Joe was dating Danielle from Summer House at the time that he hooked up with Luann. So JT, that Southern charm. TJ, oh my God, JT, TJ. TJ confirmed on national television that his best friend cheated on his girlfriend. That's not cool. But after that, Joe went on a rampage, told him he was dead to him, whatever. So now there's all this tension. And then you see on the previews that TJ is allegedly telling people that Joe is gay. I'm here for it. That's just one little aspect of this show. Another one, Emmy and Will. They have been together for the past two seasons. Will has now gone to law school. Emmy has now gotten sober. Not that she's like an addict or anything, but she doesn't really drink anymore. And she only drinks mocktails. She works out nonstop and she's bettering herself. Will doesn't like it. And there's rumors that Will is cheating on her at law school and that he took another bitch to law prom. Oh my God. It's so fucking good. Wait, are there any other dynamics? Oh, and Maddie, who was once dating Trevor, fucking Trevor, is now dating Joe Bradley. So it's this beautiful, chaotic, incestuous group of friends that feels genuine and real, and the drama is there, and you can just feel that it is real. You can feel it's real. So I just got back from New Orleans. I saw a lot of friends. And family, like, what a fucking blessing and gift that I have so many people who want to see me. Like, at first I was like, oh my God, I have so many people to go see. I have so many people to do. I'm like fucking keeping up with all these bitches. And then I'm like, you know what? I need to flip that because I am very grateful that there are people who like me that much, who want to be around me, who want to see me. And that's beautiful. I ate at all my favorite spots. I saw mostly all my people. And I had a wonderful experience. I went to this really cool absinthe house right off of Bourbon Street, this new one. Oh my God, it had like such a witchy vibe. I got my tarot cards read. It was fantastic. I loved it. And I was very sad to see that there was a terrorist attack on New Year's Eve, a few days after I left. Devastating. So horrible. I can't even begin to fathom the amount of grief and trauma that the people who were there and their families will have to experience for the rest of their life. And on New Year's Eve, no less. Like, talk about anniversary anxiety. Like, it's just, it's horrible. It's fucking horrible. And the things that we are finding out about the attacker are extremely troubling. Like, he was in the military and he was from Texas and he lived there his whole life. I think that's right. But now he joined ISIS and had this fucking attack on New Orleans on Bourbon Street, drove fucking straight into a crowd of people and shot. I can't even imagine. And then finding out that there were explosive devices placed all around downtown, like, that's just, it's unfathomable. It's so hard to wrap your mind around. I do not like that Trump is saying that this is related to a border crisis, because this man, and also the man who had the attack in Vegas where the Cybertruck blew up in front of Trump Towers, both of these men are United States citizens. This is not a border issue. And I just feel like we're detracting from the real problem. And I don't know. I don't know what to think of it. This is horrible. This was wrong. But I think we would be irresponsible if we didn't look at exactly what was going on with these men's life, because they both were in the military. I don't know if they were or are in the military, but if regardless, we failed them. Our military failed them. Our country failed them in some kind of way that they are now susceptible to these acts of terror, the terror that they now have some idea, or I don't know, that they feel they want to commit these kind of acts. I don't know. It's horrible to think about. But then my conspiracy theory brain starts to fucking start moving. Like, the wheels start turning and I'm like, holy shit, why would someone do things like this? Like, what's going on? I know y'all know that 9/11, there are theories out there that it was our own government. And I'm not saying that this is what happened here, but that thought crossed my mind. And it did feel like the country was a little too united against the healthcare companies after the Luigi Mangione situation. It felt like people were actually on the same side, like rich and poor on the same side of that issue. And I don't know, were we all getting along too easily? It's horrible to think about. It's horrible to even say. And I don't want to take away from the pain and the agony and the horrible acts that took place and all of the trauma that has been inflicted upon these people, because that is fucking real. I don't care what you say, that's real. And these people have to live with this their entire life, and the families, and it's fucking horrible. But I don't know. How do we fix homegrown terrorism? It's not by pointing out that there is a alleged border crisis, because that doesn't seem to make any fucking sense. So what do we do? How do we move forward? What do we do? How do we make this better? I don't know. I told a friend of mine that a 2025 goal for me was to get out of the house more, take myself on dates, get out more. Because, listen, I have built myself a little sanctuary. I love my house. It's beautiful. I'm not even fucking done with it, and I love it. So I have built myself a little sanctuary. And while that is amazing, and I feel completely safe, and I feel completely comfortable at home, I do know that in my house, that I know that life is for experiencing things, to have experiences. And I recognize that I'm not going to be able to have all of those experiences, or really most of those experiences, inside my house. But I'll say that maybe a 2026 resolution now, because what was it, on New Year's Day, there was a, was it a mass shooter in Queens, New York, at a club? I'm like, fuck. How do people get guns in clubs anyways? I don't even, was it in the club? In the club, we are not all fam. God bless you, 2024, but that is what I have learned. In the club, we are not all fam, and that is fucking sad. Okay, I have a bit of an announcement to make. I'm taking a little break from podcasting. I know. I just got back. I just got back to podcasting after not podcasting for quite some time. But in that time of not podcasting, I realized that I need to nurture my business. I need to take care of LP Rich. And While I hadn't put out a podcast episode in a little bit, I thought about the podcast and I thought about what I would do for podcast episodes every single fucking day. So I need a break. I need a physical break and I need a mental break. The mental break is really more important than the physical break, because I've thought about the podcast every single day and it weighs on me. And I'm like, oh my God, I haven't done a podcast. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And it just stresses me the fuck out. I still want to do the podcast. I still want to talk shit. But it is a good thing to recognize when you need a break, because taking a break and taking care of yourself is what is going to allow you to push forward. It's going to allow you to elevate. And I don't think we were really taught that. We weren't really taught about taking breaks. We weren't taught about nurturing ourselves and taking care of ourselves and stuff like that. And it's no one's fault, because I don't think anyone has, but generations before, I don't think none of y'all taking care of yourselves. But I am now. So I'm taking the month of January and February off of the podcast. I told myself that it would be the first quarter. I was like, I'm going to take the first quarter of 2025 off, but I think I'll be in a position to podcast at the end of February. I have to get all of these hours for Pilates. I have to do teacher training. I have to practice teaching. I have so much to do. And I gotta run a fucking business now. And I mean, and quite frankly, being a Pilates teacher is another business. And if I'm being dead honest, the podcast is another fucking business. So I need to take a break. And I'm gonna take a break, and I will come back bigger and better than ever. Okay? Thank you for listening to this episode of The Rich Room. Please go follow us on Instagram at The Rich Room Podcast, and follow me personally at Lindsay_Sobel on Instagram. Happy fucking New Year's, y'all. I cannot wait to see what 2025 has in store. I don't give a fuck about the election results. I don't give a fuck about what anyone is trying to do. I will not allow any of that shit to control me. I'm going to have the best fucking year, and I implore you to do the same. See you in March, bitches. Bye.